Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of AI, specifically Google's groundbreaking new architecture, Titans.
Titans sounds epic. I've heard whispers, something about challenging the reign of Transformers. Spill the tea.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Transformers are like reading a page of a book. Great for that page, but they forget the earlier chapters. Titans, however, remember the whole story, even the surprising plot twists.
A neural long-term memory, right? How does that even work? Is it like a digital hippocampus?
Kind of. It uses a surprise metric based on how the neural network reacts to the input. The more unexpected something is, the more memorable it becomes. Pretty slick, huh?
So it learns what's important. Got it. But won't that memory get full, like my brain on Mondays?
Nope. Titans have a built-in forgetting mechanism. Like decluttering your mental attic, it discards less relevant info over time.
So it's not just hoarding digital memories. Interesting. But how does it actually use this memory? Does it just, like, rummage through it every time it needs something?
There are three ways. Memory as context, MAC, blending memories with the present. Memory as a gate, MAG, a fading memory working alongside attention. And memory as a layel, processing past and present before attention even kicks in. It's a multi-pronged approach.
Whoa, that's layered, pun intended. But wait, isn't this whole thing going to be super slow and resource intensive?
Surprisingly, no. Titans are designed for efficiency and can handle over 2 million tokens. That's like a library of books. And they're optimized for both training and inference.
Okay, I'm starting to see the hype, but how much better are they really? Can they actually outperform Transformers?
Early tests show they're beating Transformers, especially on long context tasks, even with fewer parameters. Think needle in a haystack searches, complex reasoning, you name it. They even hold their own against giants like GPT-4.
So, are Transformers doomed? Is this the end of an era?
Well, Transformers still shine in shorter contexts, so it's not a complete takeover. Think of it as evolution, not extinction. Titans are expanding the possibilities of what AI can do, opening doors to tasks we could only dream of before. It's a game changer, for sure.
I'm sold. This sounds revolutionary. I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me too. It's a truly exciting time to be in the AI space, and that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. See you next time.
Goodbye.